What if I told you that one of the most valuable parts of your podcast isn't the audio? It's something that you're already creating with every episode, and most radio stations never even use it. If you have a podcast or if you're thinking about starting one, this episode is for you. You know, radio stations can get so much more value out of every one of the podcast episodes that they're churning out just by turning the transcript into a readable website article. And out of all the radio station websites that I've seen that actually do podcast, I've only seen a very small few. We're talking out of hundreds of websites, only three that actually do this. Now, of course, the audio can still live on your third-party podcast platform, but your station website should have a clean, useful page that explains what the episode covered, who was involved, what local topics came up, and why the listener should care about listening to the podcast. This one step can turn a podcast from an audio file that only your subscribers know about into a searchable local content that your audience and advertisers can discover, and that search engines and these AI engine tools, search engine tools that we've been talking about over the past couple of episodes, it gives them context that they can all understand, because they're not going out and listening to your podcast and knowing what it's all about and then feeding that as an answer to somebody's question that you've fully covered within the podcast. So this is a way in order to get that information out there. Now, I understand why this gets missed. The morning show is busy. They get their episode. They put it out on the podcast platform, or a sports host. They share it out and then share it out on Facebook or whatever. And that's basically the stint of it. News team gets on to the next story. I mean, everybody gets on to the rest of their day. Everybody's busy, and the audio is technically published. It is out there. But if the only permanent home for that conversation is outside in a podcast app or something like that, then your station is giving away a lot of long-term value that it could retain there on the website for a whole lot longer and everything like that. Because if you think about it, most podcast listeners, they don't go back and listen to episodes years in the past and stuff like that. But if your podcast is on your website, the information within that transcript post can, feed search engines forever, basically. All right. So if somebody is searching for an answer that you covered in the podcast, that is a way in order to get that information out there. And that's especially important for these AI search, the way search is going now with all AI answers being given. The podcast transcript blog post it's not about replacing the audio. It's about giving that episode a stronger home on your website. And most stations should continue using their third-party podcast service for their hosting, distribution, and playback and stuff like that. Those tools are actually built for that job. They send your episodes to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and all these other listening platforms. And they manage your audio files and your feeds. They track your plays, your subscriber behavior. That's what that is for. This does not mean that the content should only live there, though. Your station website it's a perfect place because your listeners are already going there for everything that your station does: the contests, the news, the local events, the weather updates, school closings, so forth and so on. It's also the place online that your station controls. We've talked about this in the past. You decide how the page is titled, where the links, what links are included, and your local context and all this stuff. And all of this contest is going to remain useful, and there's no third-party service out there that's going to take that away from you. You own the content, or they're not going to limit how many people that can actually see your content. That's what we're getting at. If a podcast episode only appears on a third-party podcast platform, it may be hard for the casual listener to discover a little bit later on, because they really have to hear about it either on air or see a link on your website or something like that. They're not just going to accidentally come across your podcast in search results or anything like that, unless you have your episodes as posts on your website. It's not going to rank well in local searches unless you have this place on your website for it to live. it may not clearly connect back to your station website at all. If it's only on this third-party plugin or this third-party hosting provider, it's not going to link back to your host or your station or your sponsors or any other content. Folks have to be on the podcast platform in order to get all of that information, unless they have another place to get that and have it be searchable on your website. That same episode is on your website. It becomes a stronger part of your station's digital library. Now, transcripts are useful, but raw transcripts are rarely pleasant to read. And if anybody has seen an automatic transcript, they know the problem. Names are wrong. Sentences run too long. The host interrupts each other. It's hard to read. Local landmarks get misspelled. The conversation may give you a sense of their tone, you know, of what they're saying, but you can't really hear their tone of voice, and it can feel messy as you read it on the page. And this is why the goal is not to paste the full transcript into your website and call it done. Sure, that would be the easy thing to do, is just take the transcript, because pretty much all podcast platforms, they give you a transcript of the podcast. The goal is really to turn that transcript into an article that helps people quickly understand the episode. And AI can make that so, so easy. It's going to make the podcast searchable, easier to skim, more useful for listeners, and more visible to search engines and these AI answer tools, as we've been talking about. The strategy is to keep the audio where it is, where it belongs, and then bring the meaning, context, and local value into your website. You don't need to reinvent the format every single time. In fact, your staff will more likely do better if they have some sort of a format that is repeatable. Like I say, all you really have to do is plug it into an AI and say, here, give me this with this structure. I want a clear headline, use a title that explains the topic, not just the episode number, a short introduction, tell readers what the episode covers and why it matters locally, embed the player, and then or a listen link or something like that, whatever's better for your website, make it easy for them to hear the full episode, and then give an episode summary. A few paragraphs recapping the main points. Not everyone can listen to a 38-minute podcast episode, right? So give people what they want in the highlights first, and then some key takeaways maybe at the end. Use bullets that give the most useful and memorable items. Those are especially helpful for those people who are just busy. They don't have time to sit and read the entire thing either, and they may not have a chance to read or to listen until later, but if you can give them some important key parts, they may think, oh, okay, that's interesting to me. Let me go listen to it as I drive to this place, or let me come back and bookmark this and so I can read it later. Important names and links. You want to include your guests, the organizations, teams, any events or sponsors that were mentioned, and any resources in there as well. And then the edited transcript highlights. These are all cleaned up conversations that, you know, only selected excerpts, a slightly edited version of the transcript. So you're not getting that he said, she said, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. You're getting a summary, basically, of everything that was said. And then maybe some next steps. Point readers to, you know, related coverage, other episodes, or maybe a contest or event page, or maybe even the show page. You know, you want to find out more or sign up for the podcast, click here, or you know, go to our show page to check out all of our other content and that sort of thing. All right, that format works perfectly. I mean, whether you're publishing a morning show interview, a local sports recap, a mayoral conversation, a high school football interview, community affairs program, a weekly agricultural update. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. It does not have to be fancy. It just needs to be useful. And like I say, that's where AI can come in. You can give it that and then give it with that structure of what you want it. And then boom, 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 boom. It's going to make it so much easier for you. And this is where radio stations have the advantage of over your generic podcast providers out there. You know the community. You know what kind of content, names, and places matter to your listeners. And you know what the listener may want to go or listen to and view next. If the podcast mentions local fundraiser, link to that event page somewhere. If a guest talks about a high school playoff game, link to your sports schedule or your recap. If the conversation includes a city project, link to that previous coverage in a news post or maybe the official city page. Because if a sponsor is a part of that segment, you want to make sure that you actually link out to them and mention the sponsor clearly and handle all of that appropriately, all right? And that's going to help your SEO. Whenever you can include, that's another thing that I see that a lot of stations do not do. They do not do the research and actually put links within their content, whether this be news posts or events or anything like that. They rarely link off to the website because they think they don't want to send people away from their website. However, in order for that post or event or whatever like that to be picked up with SEO, it has to be relevant. In order to be relevant, it has to correlate to something else in the community. And there's no way for SEO to know whether it correlates to something else in the community unless it links to something else in the community. All right. So don't think that just because you're including a link to the city council within the city council news post that somebody's going to leave your website and go to the city council page. No, what that does is it gives SEO the, it says, okay, this news story is more relevant because it actually links to what it's talking about. And it boosts the SEO of that news post. All right. Little side tangent that we talked about, went off on SEO, but still be sure that you include links when all of your podcast transcripts, whenever you can, because that's going to benefit them even more. Because like I say, that local context, it's going to matter when the article is more useful and the transcript is sitting in, it's going to be a whole lot more useful that it is within your website than it is going to be sitting within a podcast app somewhere that search engines really don't pay any attention to. All right. For example, a raw transcript might say that a guest is talking about a food drive this weekend. A strong article would say the food drive is happening on Saturday at a specific location, explain the benefits, link to the organization's details if available. That helps the listener. Like I say, it also helps search engines understand that page's relevance in your local community. This makes these additional steps a whole much more vital when your content is being found, like I said. So again, that is a big, big deal. For most radio station websites, the embedded player should be near the top of the article, not buried at the bottom. Don't make them read, oh, you know, I could have listened to this the whole time. Put it near the top, right? You know, usually after maybe an opening summary or something like that. This gives the audio a clear place without forcing your readers to scroll past a large player before they understand the topic. And a good order is headline, short introduction, player, then that rest of that recap, all right? If your podcast platform provides an embed code, use it when it works cleanly on your website. If the embed is slow, it's clunky, it's inconsistent on mobile, then maybe a clear button or link may be better to linking them offsite to your podcast platform. The goal is not to show off a player. The goal is to help people listen and understand your content. Use plain language around the player instead of posting the bare embed at a short line, just as, you know, listen to the full conversation below or read the key points from this episode here. If you have a station app with on-demand audio, then this is a great natural place to remind listeners that they can find full episodes within your app and on your website. Just keep it very helpful, not very just heavy-handed. The best workflow, publish the episode through your podcast host. That's going to handle all the audio feed and distribution and stuff like that, the RSS feed that gets shared out and stuff like that. Generate or download the transcript each episode. This is going to take some time because it takes these podcast platforms time to process all of that audio and generate that podcast. So you have to give it some time. It's not going to be immediate as soon as you upload the audio. Many podcast tools now, they now offer the transcript. So it's going to take a moment for those to come in, paste the transcript of your, you know, into your favorite AI along with the structure that I mentioned, and then say, you know, write a short summary, explain the topic, guest, the local value in the first few paragraphs, and then take that, put that on to your website. Then add the player or listen link, place it near the top where listeners can easily find it. Clean up the transcript and select highlights, fix names, remove the clutter, you do want to always read that AI transcript, what it's going to give you of everything, just to make sure that everything is readable and the conversation flows and everything is exactly how it was within the episode and that sort of thing. Yes, this is going to take a little time, but it's going to mean so much more for your episode, not just this week, because we've come into the process of, you know, we just got to get it done quick as possible, get it out there and check it off our list. And no. Take some time, add local links in the key takeaways, read everything, get the transcript. All this is going to take a little bit more time, but it's going to be so much more worth it. We start thinking, you know, why do some shows, they are more popular than others? And because they put in the time, or they have people that put in the time in order to make these processes happen. So be sure that you are following all of these steps with every single episode. And then publish and promote each episode. Do a little time to actually get it out there. Don't just publish it and just forget it, all right? We actually send our every podcast out within our newsletter. We share it out on social the day after it comes out. And then we keep sharing those episodes on a schedule. So definitely get it out there. Put it in your newsletter. Send app push alerts if you have those, a social post, any related pages on your website, that sort of thing. All right, so trying to keep this engine running with every little piece of content. Don't just, because if you just post it and you're done with it, moving on to the next thing, that's basically where it's going to live. And you really put in that work of just posting it to the podcast platform for really nothing. You know, you get like four or five people listen to it. Okay, great. But you could have gotten maybe, you know, hundreds or thousands more just by going these extra little steps. And we're not talking in the same week, but we're talking over the lifetime of that content online. It's going to turn one podcast episode into several useful digital assets for your station, because you still have the audio there. Now you have a searchable article on your website. You have a newsletter item, a social post, a possible mobile app alert, and a permanent page where you can link to later on in other conversations to maintain all of that local relevance for your local SEO. It also helps the website stay fresh. You know, folks are hungry for content in order to make their website fresh, and they're all looking for all of these outside sources. No, just repurpose the stuff that you're already doing, you know, instead of creating something new from nothing. All right. So the conversation already happened. The content already exists. Your job is to shape it into something that your audience can find and ultimately use. Third-party podcast platforms, they are very valuable. Use them. They solve the real distribution problems. If your station is producing local interviews, sports discussions, community updates, public affairs shows, any kind of specialty programming, these conversations deserve a home that you can control. A podcast transcript blog post gives your station that home. It makes the episode easier to discover, easier to quote, easier to share, easier to understand by not only by listeners, but these AI search engines out there. It also builds a deeper archive of local content on your website, one episode at a time. You don't have to do this for every piece of audio on, you know, on day one, or go back and do this for all of your episodes or anything like that you've already posted. Just pick one weekly show or recurring segment, pick a simple format, and improve it as you go. This habit is really going to matter more than perfection, especially right out of the gate. If your station is already doing the work by creating the podcast, then make sure your website is going to get the long-term benefit from that. And like, you know, this repurposing of every bit of content, think of things, okay, what can we do different on everything that we are creating on air? Could we also video this, put it out on YouTube? So it's now not only an audio podcast, now it's a video podcast, and it's on our YouTube, you know, so we're not only getting listeners, we're getting viewers, and they're all coming back to the website, and the website is sending people to both of those platforms as well. I mean, it's a big content machine, because I'll tell you right now that the success of Skyrocket Radio has been on this podcast. me putting out these episodes and then putting all of this information into post on our website has greatly affected our business. And this is something that you could do for your sales team as well, putting this kind of sales content out there for advertisers in your local area. And there, that way you become the source of truth in everything that is advertising in your local area. So there's a lot of great benefits to podcasting and then putting, repurposing that podcast information onto your website. All right. So we're living proof of it. If this content has helped you, please like, subscribe, and share it out with your radio colleagues. We so much appreciate it. And hey, if you need a website that allows you to do all of these cool things with all of this other content, well, then reach out to us, skyrocketradio.com. Have an awesome week online making your radio station website better. We'll see you next time.
Looking to maximize your radio station's digital presence? Skyrocket Radio delivers custom websites and mobile apps built exclusively for radio stations by radio professionals. Our websites engage listeners and drive revenue, while the integrated apps keep your audience connected wherever they are. It's a complete digital solution designed to boost your station's reach and ad sales. To take your station's online experience to the next level, visit skyrocketradio.com.